Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's contract negotiation between one announcer and his employer. Management sent me a question about bodies, time, training, and self-hatred. Dressed as a fitness goal, I looked at my rate card. I looked at my soul. I said, fine, I'll announce it. But I want it on record. I am not getting paid enough to be this specific about human suffering. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. Somebody's going to say something that hurts. I want hazard pay.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets run through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and learn which traditions actually match how you think. All at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person train their body back to what it was, or does doing that just teach you to hate what it became? What you stand to lose if you get this wrong is not the training, and the training is cheap. What you might lose is years. Years spent lifting weights against a ghost, measuring your current body against a photograph instead of actually living in the one you have. The stakes are that specific. This question is less about fitness and more about whether the goal is yours or whether someone else handed it to you a long time ago. And you've been carrying it through every school pickup line, every locker room, every mirror and bad fluorescent light ever since. Can a person train their body back to what it was, or does doing that just teach you to hate what it became? Islam opens with something that stops you cold. It says the body is an amana, a trust, not yours to own, yours to tend. And the entire question of whether training is worship or self-punishment hinges on the niyya, the intention sitting quietly underneath the first movement. Ibn Qayyim wrote that the same fast that purifies one person destroys another. Which means two people can do the exact same workout with the exact same program, and one of them is in a healthy relationship with their body, and the other is conducting a private war against it. From the outside, they look identical.
Right, and that's what makes this question slippery. You can't audit the intention from a calorie tracker. Judaism puts it differently. It asks whether you can want the work without spending the wanting as punishment, and it lands that in a really specific way. The body you're training toward is a memory, and memory is a liar who means, well, you didn't have a better body, exactly. You had a body you didn't think about as much.
Buddhism and Vedanta split from each other here in a way worth tracking. Buddhism says the person who wants the body back and the person who despises what remains are not two people. They are one fist, clenched around a shape that was always changing, even in the photograph you keep returning to. No training resolves that, only seeing the fist. Vedanta takes a different angle. It asks who is looking in the mirror, not the body, the witness. The one who remembers the former body has not aged, has not softened. That witness never entered time at all. Buddhism says release the grip. Vedanta says the gripper isn't even real.
Stoicism is going to sound similar, but it's doing something genuinely different. It's not asking you to let go of the goal. It's asking you to audit the general giving the orders. You can rebuild the strength. That's not contested. What's at stake is whether the commander is issuing orders from clarity or feeding itself on contempt for what time did to you. The body is a preferred indifferent, neither virtue nor vice. Train or don't train. But the quality of the will matters more than the result.
Existentialism is the one that I think is going to land hardest for a lot of people in the school pickup line. Waiting, scrolling through someone else's before and after photos. It says, someone else's eyes taught you to see your body as a problem. That is the thing worth training against. There is no prior body waiting to be recovered. That version of you was also chosen, also temporary, also held together by habit and accident and the specific year you were living. And then there's SpongeBob. The pop culture oracle this episode sent SpongeBob, and I cannot believe it works this well. SpongeBob wakes up every morning in his pineapple, slaps on his spatula, and screams, I'm ready. Not because yesterday was good, but because the fry cook doesn't audit yesterday. You are standing outside the Krusty Krab calculating what you lost. The tradition that got under my skin today was Islam's framing. That the intention beneath the first movement transforms the act itself. I kept thinking about how easy it is to mistake punishment for discipline, especially when both feel like effort. If you want to know where your intention actually lives, pay attention to how you feel on a rest day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome back to the outro. I have reviewed my contract, and I am lodging a formal grievance. I was hired to announce philosophy. Nobody told me the philosophy would have a section about standing in front of a mirror at bad angles calculating what the years took. That is not in my rider. That is a wellness podcast. I deserve danger pay and a fruit basket. If tonight's episode hits you somewhere specific, thegodshow.us is free. It runs every single day, and it runs in multiple languages. Find it, share it, support it at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. I will be filing my grievance with HR in the morning, right after I look in a mirror and stop suing somebody. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.